because the science is truth and Trump is fake.
I'm here to save the planet and the EPA.
Because I'm a mathematician and a scientist. And the science is a way of knowing, which is something that's sadly lacking in our current government.
Oh, I don't know. I thought it was a Scientology convention. No.
Really, now?
No, I'm an engineer. I'm with Citizens Climate Lobby also. And there's a lot of people that seem to think that that science isn't that big a deal. So I'm here to suggest that maybe it is.
I'm here today to support all of those in all of their respective fields of science. I think it's amazing that so many of us have our specific niches, and sometimes we don't understand everybody's fields, but the fact that we can all stand together is really powerful.
What's your field?
I am in the Chemical Oceanography Department at Moss Landing Marine Labs.
Great. And why do you think this is such an important march today?
It's such an important march today because there is a lack of support from politics, and we need to show them that there are still a bunch of us that are rallying together to stand up for what we believe in and the facts.
Facts rule.
Facts rule.
Why are you here today, and what's your field?
My name's June Shrestha. I'm an ichthyologist at Moss Landing Marine Labs. I study fish. I'm here today because our oceans are changing, our planet is changing, and it's important to be here to support that and to support politics that support our oceans.
Are you worried that science is not supported right now?
Well, with proposed budget cuts, yes. In the literal sense, it won't be supported financially. But I think from the public perception, too, coming together to support a cause like this is a good sign.
I'm Stephen McCabe, and I'm here because science is more important than hate. A lot of the politics really isn't anti-science. It's against the policies.
And what's your field?
My field is botany.
Is botany threatened by the current funding structures?
Yes. I just heard somebody who lost their job in Yosemite as a botanist because of the current hiring freeze.
So it's affecting everybody.
It's affecting everybody. Funding all around. The people I work with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, they're very concerned about their funding. National Park Service is concerned about their funding. State parks. The people who do the science to protect the species, protect our air, protect our water, they're all concerned about their jobs and the planet.
So why are you here at this march?
Because science is very important.
Do we have to march to tell people that? Doesn't everyone know that already?
Apparently not. I don't think they do. And certainly some of our leaders don't. So we just need to remind them.
Gold, why are you here today?
I'm here to show my son that I believe in science. And it's, of course, the logical and rational thing to do. And
are you a scientist yourself?
I suppose I am, yes.
What do you study?
I work up at UCSC at the Human Genome Browser Project. I work on the genome browser up there, and I've been there for some long time now, 14 years, I think.
And what would you say are the threats to science or to your program right now?
Well, of course, people are worried about cutting funding for important science programs, and that would, of course, diminish our ability to make progress, and we have made a tremendous amount of progress, especially in the field of genomics in particular. Things are improving at a just dramatic pace. It's lovely to see. So it would be a real shame if a major crimp was put in this kind of work.
What do you think about this whole event? What do you like about it? Is it kind of fun?
Yeah.
What do you think about science? Do you want to be a scientist like your daddy? Maybe? You don't know yet. That's okay. You're young. How old are you?
5.
Well, you have a long time to figure it out, huh? But do you like bugs and like nature and stuff and being outside?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. Well, that's fun stuff. Thank you. What's your name?
Tig with a G at the end.
I'm here to support the people who are fighting to save science from what Trump is doing to it. Oh, my God. The cuts at EPA, the guy he chose to head the EPA. But this is so heartwarming. I can't believe how many people are here. And it just warms my heart, Rachel. Really does.
Why are you here marching today?
To support science.
Why do we need a march to support science right now?
Because we don't need congressional oversight on science.
What does funding the future of science connect to what you do every day with education when you're telling students about their future? What do you say about this situation right now?
I say that they have to go out and they have to find the facts, and they have to listen to the facts, they have to weigh the facts, they have to explore, they have to do the scientific method, because that's the way that they're going to learn what the actual reality is.
What can somebody do, an average person hearing this, what's one thing you would suggest they just turn around and do after hearing you?
Write your representatives, call them.
Write your legislators and tell them not to cut the budgets of science programs. Fight back against Scott Pruitt at the EPA. The EPA, all those beautiful pictures you see of weather systems and stuff, they're not allowed to share those between the various agencies that collect that data anymore. And they're disposing of the EPA science archive.
So Jim Kerlin's here, and he was with Friends of the Sea Otter for years. He's a longtime conservation proponent. Why are we marching today?
We're marching because we can't ignore science, we can't ignore sound environmental policy, and we need to let this horrible administration know how critical this all is so that our planet doesn't just deteriorate and wither away.
What is it going to take for them to listen to this kind of opinion?
That's a good question. I don't know. It's scary with this administration what it will take. They just ignore it all. But I just think they can't ignore persistence. And if we all persist and we all continue to, you know, get the word out and be active in all the causes, then hopefully they can't ignore us.
What are three things you'd recommend people do as a result of this march if they came away with some action item?
I would say to continue to sign petitions, to call their local and federal officials and weigh in on issues, and to continue and do what they can for the environment.